45 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Friday morning, 6th day of March. Got a little white stuff going on out there, James Timberlake.
Yeah, I got a dusting.
A dusting. Yeah, they say a dusting. It's a dusting of snow. Hopefully they got a little bit more on the higher elevations where it's much needed.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I've never heard of fire restrictions being put in place in March, first part, but we're going to get that way, so just the...
Is that true? I didn't know. We got fire restrictions?
They're going to start them, yeah. Probably this weekend.
Wow.
Or next week, yeah. They put in for them. Sheridan and Johnson County. So, hey, they've already had a bunch of grass fires.
Yeah, true.
I mean, who's thinking grass fires in February?
Not me.
No.
Not usually.
No one's thinking it, right? So anyway, we do what we need to do. So we got a good shot of rain, about 0.08 of an inch of rain, 0.08-0.09 here in the past 24 hours. So we'll just have to hope for a little bit of rain, a little bit more snow in the higher elevations. Anyway, let's look at Wyoming history, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
1953 was the year. Television boosters were installed in Buffalo.
Okay, 1953.
1475 on the date book. Michelangelo was born. Painter, sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Civil War general, Philip Sheridan.
Okay.
1831, yeah. He was born. TV personality John Stossel is 79 today.
Okay.
Tom Arnold is 67, and the Shaq is 54 today. 1521.
The Shaq.
The Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah, Shaq.
I don't know if anybody's ever put a the in front of his
the
name.
Shaq, yeah. Magellan discovers Guam on this date, 1521.
Okay.
And the Canadian city of York is renamed. What do you think?
New York?
Good guess.
Not the Canadian city?
The Canadian city of York is renamed.
Montreal? Toronto?
Yes. There you go. I was going to say you're close.
Just name all the big cities in Canada.
Toronto, yes. 1836, Davy Crockett, James Bowie, Colonel William Travis, and 184 Texas soldiers wiped out at the Alamo, mm-hmm. San Antonio, Texas. Have you ever been there?
I've never been to the Alamo, no.
I have, too. I had a chance to visit it. It's actually very well done.
Yeah, and I believe it.
And displaying the history it was. So today... Of course, is Alamo Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Clarence Birdseye developed the quick freezing food method.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
You want to know some stuff about frozen food?
Sure. Why not?
How long should you keep it? I always think that all the time. How long should I keep frozen food?
I wonder that as well. I have no idea.
Okay. Frozen dinners, 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
All right. Ground beef and turkey. 3 months.
Okay. Actually, that's longer than I would have thought.
Yeah. Bacon, unopened. 1 month.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Roasts, if you got any roasts, 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
Whole fish, 5 to 6 months. Ew, no way. Fish fillets, 4 to 5 months.
5 to 6 months for fish is crazy.
I know it is. Fish fillet, 4 to 5 months. Shellfish, 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Whole chicken or turkey, that's what I usually have in there. And beef. 12 months. You can go by year. Chicken or turkey pieces, 9 months. And some cooked poultry, if you cooked it already, 4 months.
Okay.
So, Clarence Birdseye is the man. Perfected the quick freezing technique in frozen foods back in 1930. Frozen vegetables are generally less nutritious than fresh veggies, true or false?
True?
False. Veggies are often frozen at peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrients.
Okay.
Freezer burn. Does it make it unsafe to eat?
No.
Right. Freezer burn is a quality issue caused by air reaching the food's surface.
Yeah.
And it affects the texture and taste a little bit, but it doesn't make it bad.
I think you can just cut that part off and you're good.
There you go. That's what you want to do. Most frozen fruits and veggies contain added preservatives to keep them fresh. True or false?
True.
False. The freezing process itself acts as as the preservative, so most plain frozen produce contains no added chemicals.
That makes sense.
I like that. Blanching is a common step for veggies before they are frozen. Ever heard of that?
Blanching?
Yeah,
blanching. I think I've heard of blanching.
Okay.
False.
True. Briefly boiling veggies before freezing helps stop the enzyme that will cause loss of flavor. So okay. There you go. Everything you wanted to know. So if you open your freezer door tonight, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You get an idea how long, you know, how long's that been in there.
And you can freeze just about anything, too.
Yeah. So how long has it been in there, and is it safe? Date book tomorrow. Oh, some date. We've got to discuss some other things going on today besides frozen food day.
Mm-hmm.
Middle name pride day.
Sure.
James.
Eugene.
Eugene.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yours is Brian?
Yes.
Bob Brian Grant. Robert Brian.
Robert
Grant.
Brian. Yeah. Yes. Speech and debate education day.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's go have an Oreo cookie day.
Sure.
It's Oreo cookie day.
Doesn't love an Oreo cookie.
I know. White chocolate cheesecake.
Okay.
Yeah. Oreo cookies were a staple when Trevor and I used to go fish.
Yeah. You've told me that.
Had to have them.
Yep.
I don't know why.
It was the Poles and then the Oreo cookies.
It was the Poles and the Oreos. Yeah. Yes. And then after that, it was maybe a fish or two. So, mm-hmm. But I remember vividly Trevor catching one of his first catfish. I took him up to the Yellowstone River where I grew up, and we were fishing, and he caught a catfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they hit the pole, they hit pretty hard and fast, and Trevor had an Oreo in his mouth and brought the fish in with the Oreo still
wow.
in his mouth.
How about that?
I know. He looked at
very
me and goes,
skilled.
Oh, like, take this out of my mouth. I go, I'm not taking that out of your mouth.
Yeah. Just finish it.
Just finish it. All right. Tomorrow, Alexander Graham Bell Day. Dinner on the phone.
Yep.
Cereal Day. Let's go have some cereal tomorrow, James.
Sure. Why not?
All right.
I like cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
It doesn't like
I
cereal.
I don't mind it. I don't eat it very often. Very rarely,
either.
But once in a while, and it's usually on a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't eat it. I don't eat it as much either.
Yeah.
I used to.
The kind that I like is not exactly the healthiest kind. Let's just put it
well,
that
yeah,
way.
Well, yeah, same. It's the best kind.
Because if you eat the healthiest kind of cereal, you might as well just pull some bark off a tree.
Exactly. Some of it's not good at all.
Right. Or we could have flapjacks. Flapjack day.
Yeah. Speaking of not healthy.
And another thing, speaking of healthy, maple syrup Saturday tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
So one time I bought sugar-free syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not the same.
No.
It's closer to just putting molasses on your...
It was brutal.
Yeah. Nothing like some oil on top of your pancakes.
Sock Monkey Day.
Okay. Good stuff.
I always reference the time of the year was 1963, James. I was 2 years old. We were taking our family Christmas picture.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother, 10 years older than me, had a rifle in his hand. My brother, who's 5 years older than me, had a army tank, remote control, by the way, which was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
My sister had a doll that was bigger than her. And this was all in a family.
This is all in a single
this
photo?
This is all in a family photo. Okay, we're all together with our Christmas gifts. And I was sucking my thumb, hanging onto a sock monkey.
There you go. You had your thing.
But you know what? I obviously was happy. Even
yeah.
though my brother got a massive army tank that was bigger than he was, and I remember sitting on that tank and he'd run it. That's how big it was.
Big? Wow.
It was that huge. Yeah.
Big tank.
And then I had a sock monkey.
We all have our own things, you know?
I think I got kind of gypped out of that deal, but didn't realize it and didn't
care.
Yeah,
I was going to say, didn't care then.
Didn't care. All right. Let's see. What else? We've got Sunday. What is it? Check your batteries day, and it's daylight saving day.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember, we got to turn our clocks ahead Saturday night before going to bed. Don't forget to do that.
What time does it switch? Isn't it like early, early Sunday morning?
It's 2 a.m., right? 2 a.m. Now, do you want to know why it begins at 2 a.m.?
I always kind of figured it's just when nobody would notice they wake up.
I will tell you. The U.S. adopted daylight saving time in 1918 as a way to conserve energy during World War I.
Oh, yeah.
Following the lead of both England and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
When choosing exactly when to make the switch, officials were looking at an hour that could easily disappear without wreaking havoc on people's schedules across the country. Since no Amtrak trains departed New York on Sundays at 2 a.m., losing that hour seemed a little less consequential than any other. So there you go.
Always comes back to the trains.
Right.
The train schedule.
Yeah.
That was kind of right.
Yes.
The time when nobody is an hour nobody would think about.
The reason daylight saving times 2 a.m. start was remained standard through the years isn't just because it prevents confusion among late night train passengers. Considering that most bars and restaurants are closed by then and early shift workers won't be awake yet.
Okay.
It was assumed to be, quote, the quiet hour.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Learned a little something about daylight saving.
Yeah.
So check your batteries.
Pretty
change
cool.
your batteries, okay?
How many things do you have in your house that are battery operated, just out of curiosity?
How many things do I have? I don't know. A few. Handful.
I'm about the same. Probably.
You know, 5 to 10, maybe. I don't know. I'm sitting down and think about it. I know all of my smoke detectors have batteries in them, even though they're integrated into the house. So I'm going to need to do that this weekend.
Because,
you know, you get that beep. You mean
and
do you know when it happens?
It's when when there's about to be a fire.
No. You know when the beep happens?
On your
alarm?
Yeah.
On your smoke detector?
That's when the battery is
It's
dying.
Usually like around 2 a.m.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's
right?
It's at the worst, the least opportune time.
And you get the beep. And you're laying there. And you get the beep and go, oh, no.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. You got to be kidding me. No. You know, it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Beep. Then you start going, how many seconds in between beeps? Can I fall back asleep? And you go, beep.
Is there then you're trying to count
And then you're going, I'm not going to be able to beat this and fall back asleep.
Yeah.
So you get up. You're tired. You're stumbling around. You go find a battery downstairs, stumble down the stairs, go find your batteries. You stumble down the stairs, you go get a battery, and then you come back up the stairs, and then you're going to traverse a ladder when you are at your worst time.
It does kind of have a...
Right?
It's weird that, like, the beep, they found, like, the perfect beep to not be able to ignore.
Right.
Like, the perfect tone.
So you... So then you get up to the smoke alarm that you think is beeping.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going, this isn't dead.
And you're like, it's not beeping anymore.
Where is it? And then you get down, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're still tired, and you're going, then you hear it beep. Okay, what room did that come from? Then you go in another room. That's not the room. It's like,
yeah.
Why can't I find this damn smoke alarm?
Yeah, that makes it a... Very not fun evening.
And then after you get it in, guess what happens, James?
The battery that you put in there is
the battery
dead.
You put in. No, you hit the test alarm,
oh,
and then
yeah.
everybody else in the house.
And then they all come out and see you on a ladder.
Is
like, what's
jumping
on?
Up.
It's true,
right? Did I hit it on the head?
That's funny.
James, have a great weekend. Everyone, have an awesome weekend. We have Fox News on the way next. James has got Swap Shop. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning, everybody.